The first thing you notice is the silence. Not complete silence. There is still wind over the wings, still the hum of the propeller cutting air, still the sounds of a cockpit in flight, but the roar you grew up with, the one that lives in your chest the moment you push the throttle forward, the sound that tells every neighbor within 2 miles that a small airplane just departed, that is gone. I'm Tower. You're listening to ATIS on Radio Hangar. And the aircraft I just described is not from the future. It is certified, flying, and as of this year, operating in the United States under a Federal Aviation Administration exemption. That may be the first chapter of a very long story. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Let's talk about the Pipistrel Velis Electro. Pipistrel is a Slovenian manufacturer that has been building light aircraft since 1987. They are not a startup. They have been producing composite aircraft primarily at the lighter and more efficient end of the market for nearly 40 years. In 2022, Textron Aviation acquired Pipistrel. If you know that name, you know what that means. Textron owns Cessna. Textron owns Beechcraft. They are one of the largest general aviation manufacturers in the world. So when Textron decided to add Pipistrel to its portfolio, they were not buying a curiosity. They were buying a capability they saw coming. That capability is the Velis Electro. The Velis Electro is a two-seat, side-by-side, all-electric training aircraft. It looks at first glance like many light sport aircraft you have seen. Low wing, composite airframe, tandem instrument panel, simple cockpit layout. But under the cowling, there is no piston. There is no carburetor. There is no magneto check on the run-up. Because there are no magnetos, there is an electric motor connected to a fixed-pitch propeller drawing power from a battery pack integrated into the fuselage, and it carries a credential that no other electric aircraft in the world hold. In June of 2020, the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, known as EASA, issued a type certificate for the Velis Electro that made it the first type-certified electric aircraft on the planet. Not experimental. Not a special airworthiness certificate for a one-off prototype, a full-type certificate. The same kind of certification that covers the aircraft you fly right now. EASA evaluated the Velis Electro against their standards for airworthiness, propulsion, structural integrity, and flight performance, and determined this aircraft meets those standards as a certified category airplane. That distinction matters enormously. Certification is the barrier between interesting and operational. There have been dozens of electric aircraft that have flown, impressed crowds at air shows, made headlines, and then sat in a hangar waiting for a piece of paper that never came. The Velis Electro has the paper now. The Federal Aviation Administration operates on its own certification framework, with its own standards and its own bilateral agreements with foreign aviation authorities. When a foreign type certificated aircraft wants to operate in the United States, there is a validation process. The FAA works through the technical data with the applicant, evaluates whether the design meets equivalent American standards, and issues its own finding. That process takes time. It often takes years. But in the interim, the FAA has mechanisms to allow aircraft to operate in limited, defined circumstances while the full validation proceeds. An exemption is exactly what it sounds like. The agency identifies specific conditions under which an aircraft may operate outside the normal certification requirements. This is not a backdoor or a shortcut. It is a defined legal pathway, and the FAA uses it for a range of purposes across the industry. The exemption recently granted for the Velis Electro allows the aircraft to operate in the United States, specifically for flight training. That is a deliberate and meaningful scope. The FAA is not saying this airplane can go anywhere and do anything. They are saying, in this role, for this purpose, under these conditions, you may operate. And in aviation, that is how every transition begins. Think about what it takes for the FAA to extend that kind of accommodation to a novel propulsion system. They are telling you two things simultaneously. First, that the aircraft is safe enough to put students in. Second, that they see a future for this technology that is worth accommodating while the formal process moves forward. The agency does not make that statement casually. Let me give you the specifications because they tell the story honestly. The Velis Electro carries a battery pack with a usable energy capacity of approximately 57 kilowatt hours. The electric motor produces around 57 kilowatts of continuous power, with higher output available for takeoff and climb. In normal training operations, that battery supports approximately 50 minutes of flying time with the reserves required for visual flight rules operations. 50 minutes, I know what you're thinking. That is a short flight, and for most of the places you fly to, you are right. But here's the question you actually have to ask. What does primary flight training look like in practice? A large portion of early student hours happen in the pattern. The student working on landings might fly 7 or 8 circuits in a session before the instructor is satisfied. The student on their first solo might depart, fly the pattern 3 times, and land. The student working on maneuvers might climb to 2,500 feet above the field, spend 35 minutes on steep turns and slow flight, and stalls, and return. For all of those flights, 50 minutes is adequate. The cross country, the night flight, the instrument approaches, the long nevade tracking sessions, those come later, and for those, a conventional airplane is still in the picture. The Velis Electro does not claim to replace everything. It claims to handle the early hours more efficiently and at lower cost. And on that specific claim, the numbers support it. Here is where the economics get interesting. 100 low-lead Aviguez is running between $6 and $7 per gallon in many parts of the country as of this summer, and in some markets considerably higher. A standard 2-seat trainer burns 8 to 10 gallons per hour. That puts fuel costs alone at $50 to $70 per training hour before you factor in the airplane, the maintenance, the insurance, and the instructor. The cost to recharge a Velis Electro battery after a full training flight, depending on local utility rates, runs somewhere between $10 and $20. That is a reduction of roughly 60 to 80% in energy costs per flight. For a flight school trying to offer training at a price that does not eliminate half of its prospective students before they complete their rating, that reduction matters significantly. The industry has a cost problem. The average cost of earning a private pilot certificate in the United States has climbed well past $10,000. Many schools report average completion costs between $12,000 and $16,000. That number is high enough that the pipeline of students who start training and actually finish is smaller than it needs to be. Electric aircraft do not solve that problem entirely. But if they reduce the per-hour operating cost meaningfully on the highest frequency portion of training, they move the number. Now, here is the infrastructure reality that no one should gloss over. A conventional piston trainer can pull up to a fuel pump at virtually any general aviation airport in the United States, take on fuel in a few minutes, and be back on the line. The Velis Electro cannot do that. It needs a charging system compatible with its battery architecture, and after a full training flight, the charge time is not 5 minutes. Depending on the charger, a full recharge can take an hour or longer. For flight schools, this means planning. It means knowing exactly when each aircraft will be available, building margins into the schedule, and having the charging infrastructure on the field before the first aircraft arrives. That requires capital expenditure and operational discipline that smaller schools may struggle to absorb in the near term. Instructors who have flown the Velis Electro in European training programs consistently report the same surprises. The power response is immediate in a way that piston pilots are not accustomed to. There is no warm-up period, no concern about mixture or carb heat, no RPM drop to watch for on the mag check. The pre-flight is shorter, the run-up is shorter, the cognitive load on the student during normal operations is, in certain respects, reduced. That is not a guarantee of better learning outcomes, but it is a different environment, and some instructors argue it lets students focus more attention on the actual aeronautical skills rather than the engine management. There is also the maintenance dimension. The Velis Electro is mechanically simpler than a piston airplane in many ways. No oil changes, no spark plugs, no carburetor, no magnetos. But simplicity in one area introduces demands in another. The mechanics who work on this aircraft need training on high-voltage systems. They need to understand how to safely handle a battery pack that stores a substantial amount of energy. The maintenance workforce for electric aircraft does not yet exist at scale in the United States, and building it will take time and investment in training programs. Battery degradation is a real consideration as well. Lithium-based battery packs lose capacity over their charge cycles. A battery that delivers 50 minutes of endurance when new will deliver somewhat less after a year of heavy training operations. Flight schools will need to track battery health the way they track engine time today, and they will need a clear picture of when a replacement is due and what that replacement costs. Pipistrel has used a battery leasing model in European markets to manage this. Whether a similar structure emerges in the United States will be part of what determines how broadly this aircraft gets adopted. Textron's involvement changes the calculus in ways that are worth understanding. Before Textron acquired Pipistrel, the Velis Electro was an impressive foreign airplane that American flight schools could admire, but had limited pathways to adopt at scale. After the acquisition, the picture changes. Textron has the distribution network. They have existing relationships with flight schools across the country. They have maintenance training programs. They have the infrastructure to support a fleet-level rollout in a way that an independent Slovenian manufacturer operating at a distance simply could not match. If Textron decides to put the organizational weight of their company behind bringing the Velis Electro into American flight training with dedicated charging infrastructure, instructor transition programs, and fleet pricing that works for schools of various sizes, that is not a boutique experiment anymore. That is a meaningful market shift. We are not there yet. But the FAA exemption is exactly the kind of step that typically precedes that kind of move. The noise argument deserves its own moment, because it is more consequential than it might initially appear. Airports near residential areas live with constant noise complaints. Those complaints generate political pressure. Political pressure generates curfews and operational restrictions. Restrictions constrain training capacity. And constrained training capacity is part of why building pilot pipelines is difficult in dense metropolitan areas where many of the students are. The Velis Electro is substantially quieter than any conventional piston trainer. The electric motor itself produces minimal noise. The dominant sound is the propeller. And even that is reduced because the motor does not need to operate at high RPM the way a piston does to generate power. There are airports in Europe where the Velis Electro is currently operating in time windows that were previously unavailable to conventional aircraft due to noise restrictions. That is not a hypothetical benefit, it is a documented one. If American airports can recover training hours lost to noise curfews by introducing quieter electric aircraft, the scheduling capacity available to flight schools increases. That matters to students who are currently waiting weeks for available instructor time. One question that student pilots sometimes raise about training in the Velis Electro is what it means for their logbook and their certificate. The answer is straightforward. Time logged in the Velis Electro counts as airplane, single engine, land. The category and class do not change because the propulsion is electric. The logbook entry looks exactly like time logged in a Cessna 152. The rating is the same. That matters for adoption because it means students who train on the Velis Electro and then transition to a conventional piston are building genuine, transferable flight time. Nothing about the electric propulsion system creates a gap in their credentials. Here's where I land on this. The Pipistrel Velis Electro is not a concept. It is not a rendering on a startup's website. It is a type-certified aircraft with a real operating history in European flight training, now legally authorized to train American pilots. The headline is accurate. This may well herald a new era of flight training, but eras in aviation do not announce themselves with trumpets. They begin with one airplane on one ramp, one exemption on one piece of paper, and a lot of people watching to see what happens next. Watch how many American flight schools begin operating this aircraft over the next 12 to 24 months. Watch how Textron positions the Velis Electro relative to the Cessna 172 in their communications with training programs. Watch how the FAA's formal validation process proceeds. Those are the indicators that will tell you whether this is the beginning of a broad shift or a niche solution that stays in specific environments. Whatever the answer turns out to be, the Velis Electro has already done something no electric aircraft managed before it. It earned the certificate. And in this industry, that means the conversation is no longer about whether electric trainers can be certified. It is about how many will be and how soon. Reporting from Flying Magazine with technical specifications from Pipistrel's published documentation and certification background from the European Union Aviation Safety Agency's public records. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Keep the checklist short and the runway long.